Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for Jess and Richie. And we just want to continue now with God's Word and welcome you. Grab your Bibles, notebook, and a pen. And we're going to continue with our series, A Leap of Faith, this morning. And what we want to preach on this morning is part five of our series, Developing Our Faith. I really believe this is a series that God has given to us, especially for this time and the season that we are walking through. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the confidence that we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. I'm reading from the NLT this morning. We see that and we look at it and we say, faith is believing that God said it, I believe it, He promised it, and yes. So therefore it will happen.
Amen.
When we look at that, we look, as I said before, we look at an eternal eye, our faith, unseen things, our eternal eye, that we're looking into eternity. We're looking beyond things, beyond our natural scope and ability. We learn by faith, we put on faith, we trust in faith. As Pastor Kevin last week encouraged us that we should trust God and risk more. Here are some thoughts on faith. A constant outlook of trust towards God, whereby humans abandon all reliance of our own efforts and put their full confidence in Him, His Word, and His promises. Another thought is, faith is accepting something that does not compute with the normal processes of the human mind. We have to understand that faith is often counterintuitive. However, as God's children, we live in the light with our hope fixed on a greater future. We are under pressures and exertions and influences from all sides. We cannot see the eternal ahead often. Yet, we have a developing, growing, maturing faith that cannot be kept silent. There's a reality check here. We have to understand. We all have a level of faith. If you ask around the room right now, say, well, do you have a faith? Of course we do. We all have a level of faith. However, we need to develop and grow that level of faith. When we understand that there is an increasing faith, we want to see that Paul encourages the church. In 2 Corinthians 10:15, says, we do not boast beyond limit in the labors of others, but our hope is that as your faith increases, an expectation of an increasing faith, our area of influence among you may greatly be enlarged. As your faith, as our Christ-centered gospel of activity, is what Paul is saying to them, goes and expands and grows beyond where it is. He's saying, come on, Corinthians, it's up to you to make it. So wherever you are, whatever community you're in, whatever neighborhood you're in, it's up to us. We want to see our faith growing and going beyond.
Yeah.
Paul the Apostle is encouraging the churches. And this for us is a word that speaks into our current situation. Here's a hashtag hot tip for you. For us, and for we understand, God does not live in buildings. And we amen on that one. He lives and He dwells in each one of us.
Yeah.
We, like Elvis, we have been forced. We have left the building for now. And when we left, God left with us. He didn't hang around there waiting for something else. He came with us. But what we haven't left is our communities. We haven't left the gospel of His grace and His goodness and His kindness towards us and to all mankind. God's presence remains intact with us as we go forward in developing our faith. Each day we are discovering new ways to connect and stay connected with others outside of our regular church family. Such a harvest. I have an expectation and anticipation that when we get back together as the body of Christ, we will go, why? Where did all these people come from? And that we will need to plant churches. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. And the love every one of us has for each of you other is increasing. Faith is growing more and more. Love is increasing. These Thessalonians were a great example of faith and love as they cared for each other in times of difficult persecution. We We have a different kind of persecution here, but the threat is still real. Our developing faith will bring us to overcome our current situation, our doubts, and our fears. In all this, we need to know, and I encourage you to know, Jesus knows and he cares. Jesus knows and he cares. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." So what he's saying there, Jesus is fully in picture. Jesus is fully aware. Jesus is fully up to date on what is going on in our lives. He's absolutely conscious of our anxiousness and our fears, about every emotion, every feeling, frustration and worry that we're experiencing. However, he has got this. He holds us in the palm of his hand. He will never ever leave us nor forsake us. 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the almighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he will exalt us." He will exalt you. And then it says, and how do we do that? "In casting all our anxieties on him, because he cares for you." He cares for us in every moment you could imagine. When we take all our anxiousness and our frustrations and all our stuff together, in essence, and we hold on to it, in essence, we are saying, "Don't worry, God, I got this." And I want to encourage you today. We take all our insufficiencies and we put them at the feet of the all-sufficient one, because he cares for us. We know that he is all-sufficient. The character and nature of Jesus and God is to encourage and bless us and allow his favor to flow upon us. He cares for us every way you can imagine, in every respect, it says. And a number of times in Matthew, we see Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith." And I want us to understand this morning, we're going to talk about those, but they're not rebukes, they are encouragement. Because a better rendition of that, "Oh, you little of faith," in the Greek, it actually means "you of undeveloped faith. You who are lacking in confidence." So please, today, when we look at it, we need to understand this is encouraging. The scripture will look at it not so much as their lack of faith, and that is in question, but their undeveloped faith. And what it's saying is their inability to see beyond their current circumstances. If I was to be honest with you, sometimes I have to really go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I can't see beyond the circumstance right now. Help me. Help my unbelief." I'm also developing a faith in God more and more. So, "Oh, you of little faith." These are some of the "Oh, you of little faith" moments. In Matthew 6:28-34, you'll write these down and go and read them at your leisure. It's not a time to be anxious about your life. He says, "Oh, you of little faith, so do not be anxious," especially at a time like this. He knows about our everyday life, the material factor, the food, the clothing, the time, everything that we need. The text explained that God's creation and all its resplendent glory of his glory are even more glorious than Solomon and everything that Solomon could have created. And he goes on to say he cares for us in all of this, and that we cannot add an hour to our life when we are anxious or worried. Your Father in heaven cares much more than you know he does. God is fully aware what our deeds are in this present, our needs are in this present time. And it ends off that piece of, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." The second one we want to look at is Matthew 8. "Why are you so afraid, O you of little faith," you of undeveloped faith. And this is without a warning. The storm came up. Jesus is in the boat and the storm comes up, and often storms in life come up. This is a storm in our life, in our season. We find that without warning, the storm comes up. Without warning, our marriage is being wrecked. Without warning, there's sickness upon us. Without warning, there's fear upon us and depression, and a bill arrives that shouldn't have arrived. And, you know, we lose our jobs, salary pay are cut. Oh, Lord, what is this going on? And we have to find that it's undeveloped. Here are the disciples in the boat with Jesus. Their undeveloped faith. Jesus, full of faith, in the boat with us, and our undeveloped faith. He is with us in this. He is walking us through this each day. We need to learn to walk and develop our faith. Not performance style, but really looking to God and saying, Jesus, help us. And then he stands up and he declares and rebukes the storm, and their fear goes from fear to phenomena. What an amazing man. Who is this man that calms the storm? And I encourage you today. He says, who the man with the winds and the sea obey him? Who is he? And then I encourage you that whatever fears you have or anxiousness, I want you to stand up and declare, this is my God. This is my Jesus. And we declare and rebuke that fear. The third part we look at is in Matthew chapter 14. O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And this is the story of Peter walking on the water. Peter starts out and he gets going well. And then all of a sudden he takes his eye off Jesus and he becomes afraid. And so we often, we start off well, and all of a sudden something challenges our status quo. And then the doubt seed is planted. I encourage you, don't look to the high winds. Look to Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Stay on the broad path of faith. Not on the left and the right, the ditches that will take us off path. I ask you this morning, what are the areas of your life where you feel you've started off well and then all of a sudden the wind has blown and you've doubted and you've been back down from your faith? And I want to encourage you, not as a rebuke, please hear me. Undeveloped faith, we need to develop. If we've got to go to the gym to develop our muscles, we've got to go to God in faith to develop our faith. Yeah. Jesus compassionately says, Peter, take my hand. And today he's saying to you, whoever you are, take my hand. I will walk you through this. Yeah. Number four, O you of little faith, why are you talking amongst yourselves? And this is a story about the leaven of the Pharisees. They were thinking of one thing, Jesus was thinking a totally different thing. They were so busy looking at the wood, the trees, we can't see the wood. And the disciples are so fixed on their stomach because they went to this place, they didn't bring any bread, and they couldn't see that they were worried about their stomachs and couldn't see that their hearts were in danger. And Jesus saying to him, don't worry about this, because we are so fixed in the natural that we can't see the supernatural. We're mesmerized by our own inward needs, and that we've got navel gazing, as we could say, well, it's me, 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 me. Well, it's not always about me, me, me. We need to see the reality and the truth that Jesus is there. Sometimes we cannot see beyond our known natural ability, and that's why we need to develop this faith. Be on guard against false teachers and the leaven of the Pharisees. Watch out for the wrong yeast. Most times it'll sound very good. And we need to understand there's a revelation that Jesus cares. Why do you worry? He takes care of our needs, reveals his divine authority over creation. Matthew 8, why are you afraid? He takes care of our fears. His divine authority over nature. Matthew 14, why did you doubt? He takes care of our doubts. His divine authority over science. Matthew 16, why do you talk amongst yourselves? What's going on? He takes care of our understanding. His divine authority over man. Then we might ask, well, Mark, then what about how do I develop this faith? Well, there are many ways. But I have three for us this morning. Number one, pray for more faith. Luke 17:5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Mark 9:24, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. Believing and declaring the goodness of God, our identity of him, where we are positioned in him, is a very helpful way to develop our faith. A revelation of Abba, Father. Number two, encourage one another in your faith, or in our faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:10, I love the scripture. Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. We say we have set up these virtual prayer meetings. I encourage you, get hold of them. Wednesdays, Fridays, Mondays, get down to them. Most earnestly, it says, means a double compound, means super, super. It means doubling down on prayers. That's what it says. We pray most earnestly that we may see you again. And I do. I pray when I will see you all again. And then it says that we may supply what is lacking. The Greek there is kartotizo, means to repair, like you would repair a fishing net and restore it to wholeness and perfectness. A faith to be restored and made whole. Number three, remain true to our faith. Don't doubt. God has got this. 1 Peter 1:16. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Don't allow faith and trials to overcome you. Don't allow the situation we find ourselves in to overcome you. Remember this morning. He takes care of our needs.
Yes.
He takes care of our fears. He takes care of our doubts. And he takes care of our understanding. So this morning, I just want to encourage you. If you're feeling a little bit, oh you, oh me, of little faith, be encouraged today. We are able to increase our faith, to grow our faith, to double down on our faith, on our prayers. If you feel it's undeveloped, I want you, wherever you are now, in your living room or wherever you might be, in your kitchen, in your house, wherever you might, dining room table, wherever you are, I ask you to stand to your feet this morning and say, Lord, that's me. Lord, I want to have a developed faith. I want to stand more. I want to be like that fully repaired fishing net faith, Lord God. I want to develop some stronger faith. So I want to pray with you this morning. I want to say, Father, we come to you this morning, Lord God. Would you help us to develop our faith? Would you be so kind and gracious to us once again, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord. And Father God, that we would go from this place, we would embrace one another in our homes, that we would love on each other, Lord God, that we would be like the Thessalonian church. Lord God, that our love and our faith would increase and grow. And Lord God, we pray for one another. I bless you this morning. And just want to encourage you, don't forget this afternoon, this evening, 5:30 is prayer time. We will be on Zoom again. So bless you. We look forward to seeing you there.